Saying this, clear-eyed Athena passed away in likeness of an osprey. Awe fell on all who saw. The old man marveled as he gazed, grasped by the hand Telemachus, and said as he addressed him, "Dear friend, you will not prove, I trust, a base man lacking in spirit, if, when so young, the gods become your guides. This is none else of those who have their dwelling on Olympus than the daughter of Zeus, Tritogeneia, who honored your good father, too, amongst the Argives. Ah, queen, be gracious and vouchsafe me fair renown, me and my children and my honored wife, and I will give to thee a glossy heifer, broad of brow, unbroken, one no man ever brought beneath the yoke. Her I will give, tipping her horns with gold." So spoke he in his prayer, and Pallas Athena heard. Then the Gerenian horseman Nestor led sons and sons-in-law to his fair palace. And they, on reaching the far-famed palace of the king, took seats in order on couches and on chairs. And the old man mixed for all his comers a vessel of sweet wine, which now 11 years old the housewife opened, unfastening the lid. A bowl of this the old man mixed, and fervently he prayed, pouring libation to Athena, daughter of Aegis-bearing Zeus. Then after they had poured and drunk as their hearts would, desiring rest, they each departed homeward. But in the house itself, the Gerenian horseman Nestor prepared the bed of Telemachus, the son of princely Odysseus, upon a well-bored bedstead beneath the echoing portico. By him he placed Pisistratus, that sturdy spearman, one ever foremost, he who was still the bachelor among the sons at home. But Nestor slept in the recess of the high hall, his wife, the queen, making her bed beside him. Soon as the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, the Gerenian horseman Nestor rose from bed, and coming forth sat down on the smooth stones which stood before his lofty gate, white, glistening as with oil. On them in former days Neleus had sat, the peer of gods in council. But long ago he met his doom and went to the house of Hades. And now Gerenian Nestor sat thereon as warder of the Achaeans, holding the scepter. Round him his sons collected in a group, on coming from their chambers, Echephron and Stratius, Perseus, Aretas, and gallant Thrasymedes, and sixth and last came Lord Pisistratus. Then they led forward godlike Telemachus and set him by their side, and thus began the Gerenian horseman Nestor. "Hasten, dear children, and fulfill my vow, that first of all the gods I seek the favor of Athena, who came to me in open presence at the gods' high feast. Go, one among you, to the field, and have a heifer quickly brought, and let the neat herd drive her. One go to the black ship of bold Telemachus, and bring here all his crew, leave only two behind. Let one again summon the smith, Laerces, hither, to tip with gold the heifer's horns. The rest of you stay here together. But tell the maids within our famous palace to spread a feast, to fetch some seats, some logs of wood, and some fresh water.